All right, so today's circle is on sense of dream. So in the trace of what we've done so far, you know, we've looked at this symbol of the circle with the cross within it. The symbol of the circle with the cross within it is a sacred language symbol for soul. What it indicates is that the soul is a container. When you think of what is soul, we are, if we accept that we are, you know, the divine brings itself into this world of matter to experience itself so it may learn and grow aspects of what it is, and so that then that can go back up to the divine. So there is this kind of the sense of the incarnation being an expression of the divine, so the divine can know and grow itself, and we are fractals of that. Yes? Given that as an idea, to what is soul, is the soul allows evolution. Because if divine simply came in to have an experience and then took that experience and gave it back to divine, then the next time it came in, there would be no growth, because each one was just then an individual experience. There wasn't an opportunity to build on what you had learned before in order to evolve your experience. Yeah? So then this aspect then of this mid space between the divinity of ourselves and the world of form being this kind of, you know, almost like a threshold area where the energy or the memory of your experience would collect, so that you could reincarnate with your soul experience and build on it to continue to evolve the soul experience. Yeah. And so the soul experience of your life is not just simply the memory of your life, but it is a combination of memory, emotion, and meaning. And so the things that stand out most within, like you're connecting to a past life experience, which is really the soul memory of that experience, then it's not a movie of that experience. It is the big emotions of that experience where you then created meaning of why I had that experience. And that's what creates what they call the soul memory. This soul memory collects in a field, and in the way that it works, also we integrate parts of other souls in it. But I won't go into that so much here, because we're going to talk about it more next time when we actually look at sense of memory and how that works. So I'm not going to expand on it today. Within this aspect of soul, you know, then there is a sense that there is some kind of container to collect the soul memory, yeah? Whenever you have a container, you're always going to talk about elements, because anything that makes a form or contains something is usually weaved out of elements, earth, air, fire, and water, because even at a vibrational level, beyond a physical level, they are the matrix, or the natures of the matrix that help to create a field of something. So this symbol of the circle with the cross within it as a sacred language symbol of the soul designates that there are four aspects or elemental functions that soul brings that are unified into the center. And so this is the desire, which we looked at last time, is this aspect of fire within soul. So it brings the fire nature, the force nature, the transmissive nature. We would say maybe it's a masculine inclined nature, because this sense of desire brings the energy or the engine for change to push us forward into completing our mission. Yeah. Divine is the middle where everything meets. This, of course, all of it informs the sense of our divinity. Yeah. Dream is the water aspect of this matrix. The water aspect being the receptive field, blue natured, feminine inclined. And this is the aspect that we're going to talk about today within sense of dream. Understanding that these senses are the senses from the perspective of the soul So our senses, like in our physical senses gather our experience here in this world of matter, so it can be delivered, you know, up the vine, so that divine can know itself and learn from our experience. But there is also a sense of what comes down, which is then as it comes, divine comes through the soul. The soul also uses senses to express itself through our life, so it can guide what it wants to know and grow in its life. So it's kind of like it's the divinity working through us, uses the soul senses. Our return uses our physical senses. Yes.
So isn't it interesting that, you know, so much of our society has been dumbing down our senses and our...
Totally. No surprise at all.
Because then there's not that interchange between the senses that of what we... The emotional aspect of this life from the higher emotions doesn't get fed back up the line.
That's correct. Yes. There has been a deliberate...
Part of our service is actually to really to embrace that.
Yes. The disconnect is intentional.
Yeah.
And we are now recovering these natural inborn things and learning how to reconnect them and use them.
Really feel them.
Yes, that's right. And really this is the point of what we're doing in the circles this year, is to take these largely atrophied senses, which are now available to us again, because the frequencies that have kept us from connecting to them have been pretty well shifted. And it's like, as they say, the cage door is now open. We've got to learn how to step out and reconnect. It's not that we are prevented from accessing them anymore. And indeed, you know, many of the children born in to them have them automatically because they haven't learnt about being disconnected. Of course, we hold a weight within our physical DNA from our ancestral memory of the disconnect. And so we also have to overcome our biology in some ways to bring new belief and understanding of how to connect to these, to believe that we do connect to these. In fact, you'll know that we do when as we go through them, you go, I get a feeling of that. And we all have this. The thing is, as we bring more focus to it, like anything, if we start to look at it and understand it, then our ability to, when we get the sense of it, we go, that's that. And then we go, yes, I want to do more of that. And this kind of attention amplifies the growth of the sense. And this is, the reason why we're doing it.
And then you get all these children coming in that are so able to express from emotion and feel emotion, and yet then they get medicated because they shouldn't be doing that.
For sure, It's a crazy world, but we're certainly in transition. All right, so sense of dream. So what is it? So it is... you know, obviously we are aware of our dreams within, that we dream generally at night time. We have dreams. But while this has a connection to this sense, this is not what I'm talking about. Because we're talking, there are many types of dreaming that we do. Primarily we do, what I term cleaning dreaming. This is the assimilation of our daily events in a way that the subconscious can actually work out what to release and what to keep. And, you know, we have this cycle of dreaming, which is really the assimilation and cleaning of the consciousness ready for the next day. We have dreams which relate to the inner psyche, where we, our own inner fears, desires, etc., can express itself through dreams. So we have inner psyche dreaming. We have, they're kind of like the inner state dreaming. Then we have what we call the outer state dreaming, where things connect into the dream world through the unconscious. And these can be perceptions from the astral light. These can be where you even have, out-of-body experiences in the dreams and travel to other dimensions and times and things like, all of this is possible in the world of dreams. What we're talking about in relation to the soul sense of dreaming, a very particular type of dreaming. It's not one that we often, we don't experience it as a regular thing unless, although some people may more, from what I know about it and what I've experienced of it, it's something you can train for and you can train this skill. But the aspect of it is that threshold place that sits between what we call the world of matter and the world of divine, so the physical and the non-physical worlds, the threshold where the soul memory resides. It's not in time. So it's not in the world of what we would call space-time matrix. It sits outside of that. Yeah, it's beyond the world of space-time as a field of consciousness. We would call it by many names. You know, we might call it the race mind of humanity in some ways. You know, indeed, in that field, there are fields of consciousness of what we call, you know, soul consciousness, which is not just humanity. There are soul consciousness for trees, there's soul consciousness for many beings upon this planet. Within this field, it holds within it a purity of memory that is not subject to atrophy or frequencies or any of the things that can distort the field of memory when it enters into the world of matter. So it's quite a pure field in some ways. And in essence, it is the field that is your soul. It's where your soul resides. And the connection into that field, we can feel it in terms of, you know, it's the receptive field to which we receive the soul promptings. So when we get those promptings of the soul, this is the field it's coming from. Sometimes we would call it almost like our higher self. We go, okay, getting my higher self connection. It's kind of like the soul aspect of you that is still in that more pure state, able to connect through to you here would be another aspect. One of the natures of it in how it's described and by more than one esoteric tradition that I've come across is that it's pure information, but when you connect to it, it comes through as feeling, not so much as like vision. So it is feeling encoded. Often when you connect to it, it comes with a feeling. And I can remember, you know, in a previous esoteric tradition I was studying, you know, when you were trying to connect to it, they were going always heart first, head second. Feel it first before you allow it to percolate into your consciousness, because the feeling has the fullness of the information. That's actually where the big information field, because you're connecting to it through the aspect of the soul, and the soul connects through the higher heart. You need to be in heart coherent state for soul connection. And when that heart coherent state activates, your heart field expands. And you can see the science of this by looking at Heart Math Institute. They talk about it in there, that when the heart comes into a heart coherent state, the vibrational matrix of the light body expands. In some traditions, they talk about that when you hit this state, the energetic wings open. This is the angelic aspect of the human. These when the thymus is activated, which is known as like the center of the higher heart, at the back, that's what opens the wing points. And basically what's happening is like you've got a radar dish that's opening in your energetic field, therefore able to connect to a much wider array of signal. So more heart intelligence, as the Heart Math Institute would talk about it, going that the heart intelligence field is a higher energetic charge than what is the field around the mind, because it has this capacity to, it kicks into what looks like overdrive when it hits heart coherence. From an esoteric perspective, they say what actually is happening is that when you are in this heart coherent field, your soul body can more direct connect, and therefore you get a higher charge coming into your field, a higher potency coming into your field. And that's this, when we feel this, this is when we can feel this higher guidance. We get this strong, and it will come through. But as they say, the best connection into it is just sit with the emotion of it, because the soul memory is emotion coded more than thought coded, because the emotion holds higher potency than the thought.
So would that be more like the bliss effect that always comes through?
It may not even be blissful.
Oh, right.
It can be any emotion.
Any emotion.
and it depends on what it is you're connecting to. In fact, you know, further depths of this study talk about particular emotions that are usually found within the soul field. And for each of them, it has a polarity. So like there might be, like they say, when you're connecting to aspects which are related to like the seventh chakra, which, you know, to do this, that, and you hit that aspect in the soul, then you may experience it as love, but you also may experience it as hate. But your experience of it depends on the energy fullness within your receptivity. And sometimes when your receptivity is low, then you'll experience the negative feeling of that emotion. When your energy containment is high, you'll hit the high. And they say, therefore, the translation of it is not to do with our cultural view of feeling love or feeling hate, but understanding this is the connection. Therefore, the percolation of it allows an information that will arise about it that's not necessarily directly related to the emotion in some ways that you experience. The emotion codes it.
Right.
It codes the information. But it's the point of it is catching the emotion, whatever it feels,
which is energy,
which is just energy, mm-hmm. Correct, and then allowing that to percolate through to give it expression in some way so you can process it. Yeah, hence why we're going to paint it, because we need to do something with it.
Yeah.
We're going to have a go at doing this. Yeah, so you know, paint it, sing it, dance it, speak it, you know, anything that lets it through you. And so, you know, with that sense of being curious, I'm going, okay, you know, even if I'm automatic writing it, then I try not to get my thoughts, I try not to over-process it with my thinking, is try to allow the feeling of it to express without getting in the way of it. You know, if we bring in thought too quickly, often we construct it into something, oh, it has to be this, but it may not have been. You know, it's a sense of being able to, this is a pure field of soul reception. So you're wanting to receive this information and allow it through you so that you can see what was there for you. Yeah? This is you talking to you. Also, you know, within that web, of course, you are not a one thing within the soul field, because your soul is part, you know, at the first level of a monad system. So the first level of the soul is, you know, you are part of a number of 12. Within the first monad group, and then they work in clusters of 12s and 12s, which is where we get the 144, and that's the next level of soul connection, and then it builds out. So this is soul collective, and eventually it forms what we call oversoul. We have the ability to connect through all of this, depending on our level of energy. It's, and part of it is to be get into a good high vibrational state to get a good, strong connection. So again, heart coherence, anything that brings us into that open, soft, loving, gratitude, appreciation, joy, any of these kind of vibrations, open that field and allow this more of this connection to happen. When we're in a group, we have more energy. So it's actually, to be able to do this as a group connect is actually, it's a bonus in some ways, because we've got more energy collectively, and we will work that when we do this connect to actually spin the field a little bit, to actually build our collective energy before we do it, so that we've got an opportunity to get more than maybe we could get on our own. Okay, what else I to tell you? Oh, probably the most important thing is that this field, you know, you can connect to it whether you're awake or asleep. It's not dependent on sleeping to do this type of dreaming. This sense of the sense of dream of the soul. You can meditate into this with your eyes wide open and still connect into it. You don't have to do it when you're sleeping. Often people do get it when they're sleeping, because when you're sleeping, you are relaxed and open. Yeah. So some people do get this soul connect through their dream time. But it's not restricted to that. All right.
So do people get into trance states as well for this kind of thing?
Yeah. sometimes, you know, there's this sense when you're in that state, you know, you go in like a cacao ceremony or something, and you hit that state where the body disappears, and you're no longer aware that you're in the field of matter, that you're just into this pure feeling stream. This would be a description. People can achieve it, yes, in meditative states, where the sense of the body, goes. But the important thing is that you then bring it back into the body. And that's why to process it is important, to be able to do create with it in some way.
And
yeah,
into that.
Exactly, yes. And they're able to bring it in.
Yeah.
Now, of course, it brings everything, you know, you can also have intention in how you connect into it. So if you're wanting, information from your soul, guidance from your soul, promptings from your soul, or you're simply wanting to, you know, let it know you'd like to connect with it more, or, you know, any of these kind of things you can hold as part of your quest to open into it, because, you know, intention obviously brings a guidance to what energy information you'll actually pull back down. Okay, any other, do you get, this is probably of all of them, it's the most nuanced, and there's not a huge amount to say about it. It's because, of course, it's more receptive, it's a feeling. It's not a lot of description to it. You may relate to times in your life where you've felt it at some time. Often it's the bit that comes in that then brings you, sometimes, you know, it'll bring you a feeling that, oh my goodness, I've got to do this, even if it's beyond what the mind adds up. You know, often this is this thing of the feeling becomes stronger than necessarily what the mind thinks is the best way to go forward. And it's like the mind's going, well, I should be doing this, and the feeling going, no, we're going over here. But, you know, it's like, you know, and it can bring this feeling that drives soul promptings. Yeah, this is kind of a sense of it. Everyone okay? Got a feeling for what we're doing? Good. I'm taking that as positive. All right.
Just going on a journey.
Okay. So